The new movie, Reversal of Fortune, is about the celebrated Klaus von Bülow trial. It's the story of how von Bülow and his defense attorney, Alan Dershowitz, turned his conviction around. The movie is based on Dershowitz's book of the same name and was produced by Dershowitz's son. Film critic Stephen Schiff has this review.
I never liked the old Jeremy Irons, the willowy, nervous, pampered dreamboat who kept being cast as a kind of fragile imported sex object, Leslie Howard with a lisp. That never worked for me because no matter what role he played, there was always something a little sick about Irons. An imp of perversity clattered behind his Bambi eyes. That sickness came out in Dead Ringers, his first absolutely brilliant performance, and it comes out again in spades in Reversal of Fortune. The movie is about the vindication of the eerie socialite Klaus von Bülow, and Irons plays von Bülow to the hilt, giving him a rich, incredibly mannered speaking style and a weirdly mechanical walk. In every gesture, from the way he coddles his cigarettes to the way he emerges from a limo, you can see how carefully he's invented himself. Von Bülow was, of course, convicted of causing the permanent coma of his Newport heiress wife, Sonny. But he took his appeal to the famous Harvard law professor, Alan Dershowitz, wonderfully played by Ron Silver. Here, von Bülow tries to convince Dershowitz to take his case.
Well, before you assume I'm guilty, won't you hear my story?
No. Never let defendants explain. Puts most of them in an awkward position.
How do you mean?
Lying.
But I give you my word as a gentleman.
Oh, no.
Well, won't you at least read the record and see if you can find something constitutional?
You do have one thing in your favor. Everybody hates you.
Well, that's a start.
That's in part the movie's point, that von Bülow may have been hateful, satanic, even capable of murder, but that didn't mean he was guilty. By the end of the film, you'll find it hard to believe he was. But the von Bülow case is not the film's true subject. What's exhilarating about this movie is that, more than any courtroom film in memory, Reversal of Fortune is about the law. About how legal strategy works, how cases are put together, what part the truth plays, and in what ways the truth is irrelevant. At his home in Cambridge, Dershowitz assembles a crack team of students and experts to help him pursue the case, and though director Barbe Schroeder tries to squeeze a strained love story and a lot of Dershowitz worship into the mix, it's the clacking of all these legal minds at work that holds your attention. Meanwhile, in flashback, we're seeing the life and death of the von Bülow marriage, with Sonny, played by Glenn Close, as a debutante-turned-drug-hungry Gorgon. The contrast between their lonely, hermetically sealed Newport life and the affectionate hurly-burly of the legal milieu back in Cambridge is sharp. But I wish the movie had given us more feeling for the von Bülow's social world. As it is, their lives seem friendless, empty, all too pointedly pointless. Glenn Close's performance is brave and detailed, and in fact, very nearly perfect. But unlike the real Sonny, the one Close creates is more repugnant than pitiable. Living with her seems all but unimaginable, and so her coma becomes less a tragedy than a curiosity. The movie isn't an emotional experience. It's an icy, strangely funny danse macabre. But if there's not much here to feed the heart, there's enough to keep the mind chewing happily for days.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.